Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, it's your boy, Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Papo.
Hello, motherfuckers.
This is the I'm Black, He's Mexican podcast, but first things first, fuck the UK, Papo. Fuck the UK with a passion.
But they brought me big bitches like Adele and crack hoes like Amy Winehouse. Why would you say such things?
Because these assholes are banning a long list of sex acts out there in the UK porn.
No.
What the fuck is going on,
yo? I thought that was where all our kinky forefathers stem from. How the hell are they doing that? What the hell are you talking about?
I know, that's where all the kinkiness started from fucking UK and the Brits and the motherfucking Queen and all that.
If I wasn't mistaken, when they came out the Mayflower, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing with the bevy of slaves. I thought they was trading that and anal beads for the turkey and the stuff. And no, it's not. No, Thanksgiving and shit. That ain't hot.
Apparently not. And it says pornography produced in the UK has quietly censored today through an amendment to the 2003 Communications Act, and the measure appears to take aim at female pleasure. Basically, they're breaking down a long list of sex acts that can no longer be depicted by British pornography producers. And this list includes spanking, caning, aggressive whipping, penetration by any object associated with violence, physical or verbal abuse, regardless of if it's consensual, urologyny, which is also known as water sports, you know, when you piss on a bitch, role playing as non-adults, physical restraint, humiliation, female ejaculation, strangulation, face sitting, and fisting is all banned in UK porn going forward.
The audacity. How could they?
The one that's funny, like, to me out of all these is the fucking female ejaculation. Like, I don't get that one. Why can't a chick squirt? Like, I don't get that one.
I'm still kind of stuck on why they choose to say that they take aim towards the female. Oh my God, I can't even forget what you just fucking said at the very beginning. They're aiming towards
Taking measures against female pleasure. Yeah. It is funny, like,
the fuck?
Like, I get banning, like, pissing on people, and I get the role playing as non-adults, and other than that, I think it's fair game. Like, I don't, all this other shit, that's part of porn, yo. Like, everybody has their niches, they tweaks, they vices, yo. Like, let people get that sexual aggression out. Because the thing that I've always said, like, we could repress sexuality and say, oh, never masturbate and never have sex and just only to procreate and all that. The human body is the human fucking body, and you need to get them juices off, because if you don't get those juices off, that's the reason why you got motherfuckers going out raping hoes, because they aren't getting them juices off.
Fucking eh?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's why you get oppressed. That's why priests be touching their boas. And that's why motherfuckers be just doing the most. would you call that doing the most? I mean, what's your favorite part? You being a pornographer connoisseur, what would you say is your favorite part of all that?
I gets down with the porn, and I will say, out of all of this that I see here, the one thing they cannot take away is face sitting. Oh my God, when the chick puts the face, drops the vagina on the face when you let you can't ban that, yo.
The facing, what are you talking about? Like
face sitting, like, you know, like when the guy's laying on his back. When the guy's laying on his back and the chick just throw the vagina on the face or whatever, and he just goes to town, like, with the cunning, what is it, cunning linguist or whatever, you can't ban that.
That's when you're looking snatch. One thing that I kind of grown accustomed to, and I kind of use this in the measurement of when I'm watching such films, which, you know, I don't like to watch it too much. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I will scroll, you know what I'm saying, through a Pornhub or something, and you know, look for the palest of pales. But you know what I'm saying. But if that ain't around, I ain't gonna deal with such bullshits. But I gotta say, and at first I used to think it was what the fuck, but now I've grown up mad accustomed, and I can't not look, reach the end to where there's the final either little splooge on the face or a little cream pie. I don't know, is that, I don't know if that's weird or if I, just, I don't
know. I know porn like has changed like sets and the way that we view sets, because there was like a study that came out about how teens in today's world, if you will, are trying oral and anal sets and letting dudes ejaculate on their face a whole lot more than ever in the history of America. And it comes down to pornography is free. Like, you could hop on your fucking phone, on your computer, and bring up any tube and watch hours upon hours of free porn, and that's starting to become the norm. And so seeing these chicks taking it up the butt, and you know, the chicks letting you splooge on their face and all that, that's becoming normal part of sex acts. And apparently teens are getting in with that too. But I don't know. At the end of the day, I would say that, you know, there's gifts and there's curses, there's pros, there's cons, but don't ban my porn, yo. So fuck the UK. I would chalk that up to a place I will not be visiting.
You know what? And it was on my list only because I wanted to see that fucking statue, Amy Winehouse, but I feel like I'm a little bit disgusted by this. Do I care about the female's pleasure? No, because I'm a selfish fucking lover that just wants to bust his nut, which, by the way, I need to bring back. That's why I was saying that I'm looking for the little cream pies of sorts, because, you know, in my practice of unsafe sex, you know, I do the pull-out routine. So in doing so, I look forward to the little pulling it out, just throwing it on the back, on over the shoulder, you know, wherever it is, I'm able to throw things over on, hopefully landing on them, so I don't have to clean up the carpet, because you know how big of a bitch that is. I don't got, you know what I'm saying, all the chemicals and shit's needed. So I at least they're sane enough not to take those precious parts. But speaking though, and I'm hoping you got the FB link, speaking of I guess just weird sex acts, and this does
weird sex porn.
Well, weird sex porn, but we just—I mean, I guess that's what it was. So maybe not be the best segue, but in relations to just weird sex shit in general, because I still don't get all the things that they do in porn. But a man shot his stepdaughter dead so that he could feel himself having sex with her corpse, or so a prosecutor claims.
The fuck.
Oh god, this is just really fucked. This is just some fuck boy shit. Well, Gregory Graff, 53, who took video himself violating the body of Jessica Padgett, P-A-D-G-E-T-T, who was 33, too old in my taste, but the footage was found on his computer. Now, Northampton County District Attorney John whatever the fuck said that he had confessed to killing Padgett, adding that prosecutors believe that he was motivated by necrophilia. Now, obviously, that shit's been around for a good little while, and I've seen it joked around, but who the fuck would, I mean, I don't know if it usually comes to you, you know what I'm saying, like if you work at a morgue, you know, you see a hot dead chick, and then maybe it comes over you, but if you went to the extent of taking care of
my thing in that, dang. Man, who's gonna let this vagina go to waste? I mean, come on.
We're just gonna seal it up, and it's gonna be dead on the ground. I mean, buried on the ground.
Why? And that actually, that brings up a very, very odd and fucked up question. Mm. I guess is that rape then? If you fuck like a dead body, because I mean, they can't consent, but also you can't emotionally scar them. I don't know. Maybe that's too dark to ask. It's too dark to ask.
If anything, are you saying that it should be allowed since it's no longer living?
No. I'm not saying it should be allowed, because I also think
that's an interesting point.
That's how
and root we should go towards it, just because.
I think watching the series Walking Dead, I think once we get to the end of the series, it's going to be found out that some dude fucked a dead body, and that's where the zombie apocalypse started from. So I don't think it should be legal.
You've just been going ahead and mixing
but
chemicals.
But it's just an ethical question. I mean, the body's dead. They can't consent. They can't have emotional abuse. Like, I don't know. Too dark. So, on that note.
Oh, God. Yeah. What the fuck are we listening to?
Allow me to reintroduce myself and try to save this show. It's your boy, Arizona Verse. And with me, my dude, and motherfucking co-host Soul Papa.
What's happening? I'm black.
He's Mexican, but you should already know that. And if you don't, just Google a nigga. This is a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events, minus the bullshit. Check us out at IBHMPodcast.com, where you can find live videos. You can check out our lovely dedications. Follow on blog.
So many hoes.
Keep up with all the news from all the topics that we bring up. And for those of you who are subscribed to our RSS feed, you may have woke up this morning and looked and said, where did all the old episodes go? And all I'll have to say is, you know, for our archives, head over to IBHMPodcast.com to catch all of the old episodes. So, yes, sir.
That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
That's all you need to do. That's all you just head it's over to IBHMPodcast.com. That's all you got to do.
It's
yes, sir. So, now, moving on to much, much more fuckery. You can follow me on my main source of social media fuckery, which is Tumblr. And that can be found at adifferentstateofblack.tumblr.com. You can follow my motherfucking dude, Soul Popo, on his main source of social media fuckery, which is
Tumblr. So soulpapo.tumblr.com. That'd be Soul Popo. Anything can kick me if you wanted to. Holla at you, bitch.
We're back in the building. Hit y'all with this. Righteous ratchetness, as we like to bring to you guys every Sunday.
You know, I'll be practicing that. I'll be singing that ratchet gospel.
Now, I must say though, I got to start this off. I got beef with somebody that I didn't even know I had beef with this person.
No shit.
But this dude did some foul shit, so I'm calling him out on the show right now because this is BS, and this is a big motherfucking screw you to David Hasselhoff.
Baywatch, Berlin Wall, drunk eating hamburger. What beef do you have with this man?
Yo, so I hops on my Google profile, my Google Plus profile, and I'm scrolling through my old pictures, and this nigga David Hasselhoff done photobombed a whole bunch of my old motherfucking pictures. Now go ahead and take a look at this real quick in the back. I don't know where this nigga came from, but a gang of my photos, David Hasselhoff is chilling with Kai. He's up here watching TV with us. What the fuck else is going on over here? Yeah, he's blocking Zay in this photo right here. Like, I don't know what possessed David Hasselhoff to hop into my Google Plus photos, but this shit is foul, and I'll see you in hell, David Hasselhoff. That's all. Look at this. What the fuck is this? You chilling with my nephew Riley,
he's in the gifts too?
Yo, yeah, he's doing the gifts too. He up here dancing and grooving. And look, Kai trying to drink a Capri Sun. And he flipping his collar. And fuck it, there was one more. And then this one, I got a picture of Mom and Pops. It's the only picture I got of my mom and Pops.
That motherfucker.
David Hasselhoff is on my dad's shoulder, reaching up. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. So to all of y'all who follow us and fuck with us heavy, head over to IBHMPodcast.com. Go over to the ADHD section and check out this Screw You Hasselhoff. And apparently, like, I looked it up because I was like, what the fuck is going on? And apparently Google Plus did earlier this year a celebrity photo bomb where apparently a bunch of people who have Google Plus accounts, David Hasselhoff, hopped into their motherfucking selfies and shit. And then apparently they're going to do it more with some more celebrities. They're talking about Michelle Obama and some other people and all that. But I guess it was their April Fool's joke this year. But my black ass just saw it this weekend. I was like, what the fuck is up, Hasselhoff? That shit ain't cool, bro.
I think this shit was hilarious, to be honest with you. I do not want to see a Michelle Obama on my shit, but the fact to see fucking Hasselhoff, it adds the what the fuck factor, and it tickles me so sweetly. That's just funny.
What the fuck? So, and actually, speaking of what the fuck, moving on. I saw this article. What's up?
I was going to say, to an apartment on the east side.
to the east side. And this apartment on the east side apparently ain't gonna have broadcast TV if you ask the Netflix CEO, because he is predicting that broadcast TV will be dead in 16 years.
What?
A big claim, yo.
How is that?
Now, I must say, I might agree with him, yo, because in this internet world that we live in, and I had talked about this, you know, a while and often, that I cut cable TV myself, and I got Netflix, I got Hulu, I got my WWE Network, so I spend like $30 a month on TV, and with that, motherfucking YouTube, and...
But you're talking about touring. National TV, though? Like, the regular broadcast?
Yeah, so national broadcast TV. So, like, what is going on is that, and a lot of people are doing this, and that's the reason why cable companies are, like, scrambling and trying to come up with these different deals, is people are leaving cable. Like, people are going to the over-the-top bunching of Netflix and Hulu. Mm-hmm. And this guy, what is his name? Reed Hastings, who's the CEO of Netflix, was out in Mexico City, and he was talking about the presence of Netflix now in Latin America. And he went on to say that broadcast TV will probably last until 2030. And he says that broadcast TV is kind of like a horse, you know, the horse was good until we had the car. Mm-hmm. And so he's saying that, this Netflix is taking over. And honestly, I agree, yo, because the other thing, like, I was paying $120 a month on cable. I'm watching maybe 5 of the different channels on there. You know, I may have some shows here and there that I'm DVRing, but for the most part, I'm not fucking with all those channels that I'm paying for. And then so switching over to the Netflix, Hulu, you know, these different apps. And HBO has an app that they're coming out with, I think the beginning of next year, where for $15 a month, you're supposed to have all access to HBO. Yeah. And so when that comes out, they'll get my $15 a month also, and that'll still only be $55 a month I am paying for TV, and I'm getting exactly what I want. I'm getting, you know, I get all the wrestling that I want. I'll get all the HBO that I want. I'll get all the Netflix and Hulu, and like, what the fuck is the point of having cable? Like, what is the point? Not so if you really can get these apps... Just buy what you want, and bam, you good, yo.
Yeah, I think the HBO app has been out for a while, because I think Xbox 360 or Xbox had that shit.
Well, it's been out, but you could only access the HBO content if you also had HBO through a cable network.
Ah.
But starting in January, you don't have to have cable. You could just get the HBO app and have all access. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're switching up. So, yeah, I'm with it, yo. I'm with it, yo.
No. Okay.
I'm with it.
All right,
so,
Ken.
Fuck broadcast TV, because, I think that shit dead, yo. I think that shit dead, yo.
I mean, it's been, and they trying to hold on to a little bit of content they do have, and hoping that, you know what I'm saying, that it garners and, you know, keeps motherfuckers in the clutches. That's really what it does. I mean, we have
speaking. Mm. Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, baby. I didn't want to prematurely segue, but you had said something that caught my attention.
Well, is it the thing that we had, I guess, like minds on? Is that what you're talking about?
I was talking about one of our a rapper in the game who a lot of people think is top dog, and he's also been known for kissing his daddy. And apparently, I don't know if him and his daddy got beef with each other.
Yeah, they don't love each other no more. He's like, daddy, I don't want it in there.
But
I said no.
Yeah. I don't know if they stop laying with one another, and maybe there's a riff there. I don't know. But Lil Wayne came out and said that he wants off Cash Money. He wants nothing to do with these people anymore.
What? How and why? What does Hip Hop DX have to say about this?
Oh, Hip Hop DX, which is, I will call them, and I'll say this, and I want a motherfucker to prove me wrong. Hip Hop DX is the source of hip hop now. How you had the Source magazine, which was the Bible. I think Hip Hop DX is the hip hop Bible now.
Okay, so you're saying it's above all hip hop? Hip hop.
I'm saying it's above all hip hop.
Okay.
Hip Hop DX is the number one source of hip hop news in the global web. So I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there. I want somebody to prove me wrong, but Lil Wayne tweeted on December 4th, to all my fans, I want you to know that my album won't and hasn't been released because, and he spelled because, B-E-K-U-Z, you motherfucking
what
hood
the
wolf.
Fuck?
Goddamn hood really? Rat. He says, because Baby and Cash Money Records refuse to release it. This is not my fault. I am truly and deeply sorry to all of my fans, but most of all to myself and my family for putting us in this situation. I want off this label and nothing to do with these people, but unfortunately, it ain't that easy. I am a prisoner and so is my creativity. Again, I am truly sorry and don't blame you if you fed up with waiting for, he spelled for with as the number, waiting for me and this album, but THKU, which I'm assuming meant, but thank you.
Okay, yeah, it makes sense. Oh, gosh. It don't make any motherfucker. Well, that's obviously, I don't get it though. Is it maybe his last album on the contract? You think maybe this daddy and son shit has been played off to a part to where it's, you know, it's just, it's for the sake of consistency, and this motherfucker really wants out?
And it's like, I would normally say publicity stunt,
right?
But I'm having a hard time saying publicity stunt because didn't Tyga come out and say some shit like this? And hasn't there been a bunch of other people on the label who have come out and been like, yo, this shit is bullshit, this is fucked up, so on and so forth or whatever?
Well,
so I just, maybe that label, maybe the way they do business is just fucked up.
Well, I knew Tyga, he wasn't getting any sort of money. I guess they were fucking out on royalties and this and that, but story came out to be that he just fucked with his advancement and just, you know what I'm saying, blew through that shit and wasn't going to get shit until that shit was paid off, which is understandable. That's how they get you. But I mean, you figure Lil Wayne, though, has been putting shit into where, I mean, unless he's been getting advancement after advancement, he's pretty much what's kept the label alive. Once Juvie left and all them split apart, I mean, and the Big Timers didn't become shit, really. I mean, he kind of was the glue to Cash Money. Even though when he had his little Young Money imprint, I mean, really? I mean, you still the same shit. He just got lucky because he had the distribution deal through Universal. What?
And shouts out to Pusha T, who, do you remember Pusha T when he dropped that Exodus 23-1 record?
I never got to hear it, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, we may have an outro song.
Oh, shit.
Yo, it's old. It's like a couple years ago. But this motherfucker, this was the most gangsta-ass diss record because it was one of those, like, the beauty, like, real... Like, it kills me when these rappers go into incredible detail about fuck this dude, I'ma see this dude at this place, and I'ma do this or whatever.
Dry
like that.
Snitching on themselves.
You're dry snitching on yourself and proving how much of a gangster you are not. Now, Pusha T kept it real gangster on this record because this record was about Lil Wayne.
What?
But if you weren't in the know, you couldn't tell. It just sounded like a regular rap record, but that nigga was keeping it 100. And on the first verse, talking about Lil Wayne, and once again, this was a few years ago, he said, contract all fucked up. I guess that means that you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck.
What? Are you serious?
Yo, and what is funny too, and actually, let me look it up because I heard that Pusha T tweeted Lil Wayne kind of saying that lyric again and was like, yo, get over here on this good money train because Kanye ain't go stifle you like that. He gonna let you do your thing. So
I
don't know.
Actually wants him on the team.
Wants him on the team. So I don't know, man.
I mean, I don't know. That's money. That's for sure. There is dinero there. But dude, that's looking hilarious. I'm trying to wonder because, I mean, I'm guessing the one nigga he's under is his daddy. He's in a partnership with, and I forget what's his name. But you know, I know that they definitely shiesty cast. I don't know if I told you about that one dude, the one producer cat. I don't want to give him any glory, who was working at the South Mines down out in Mesa down here. He has some kind of connection with the big dude who I think is one of the cats that he was talking about.
Slim. Yeah, because it's Baby and Slim.
There's another guy after Slim.
Oh.
I don't know the other guy.
Anyways, Slim. But he was out here like really like truly, truly scouting and picking, you know, singers and this, that, whether that's an excuse to fuck bad bitches, I don't know. But you know, he's out here doing his thing. And but yeah, yeah, there's I'm sorry, I don't wanna go into the there's definitely some shit in that. And that's just hilarious that you would say the white bad. That's fucking that's just how it is in hip hop. I mean, you it's kinda like, to be honest with you, it's kinda like a corporate it's like you're trying to get up the corporate ladder, whose dick are you getting yourself to get there?
And with the labels and all that, it's a pyramid scheme. Because I learned about this when, you know, I went to the conservatory, and one of the things I'm studying was music business. And anybody who's into music or want to learn about the inner workings of music, or anybody who wants to get into the music industry, or anybody who knows somebody who wants to get into the music industry, I advise you to advise them to pick up the book Confessions of a Record Producer by Moses Avalon. And that was the book that kind of like, it was at that point when I read that, I was like, oh, I don't want to fuck with this music game. Like, this shit is fucked up, yo. And that's the whole thing. Yeah, you signed to one nigga that signed to three niggas, and your contract is fucked up. And so that's the reason why just the game is just fucked up, yo. And another game that apparently is fucked up within the music industry is Bed Buddies, yo. A lot of people was fucking around in the music industry, and Chris Brown last night got to dry snitching on basically the whole industry.
He couldn't keep it held in anymore, bitch.
Chris Brown announced his breakup with his girlfriend, who I can never pronounce her name, I'm gonna call her Coochie Tran going Coochie forward. Tran. That's her name, Coochie Tran.
Took a rich nigga, bitch.
Yo, Chris Brown came out on his motherfucking Instagram and put, "We've got scars, some of them you gave me, some of them I've caused. That ride or die act we have been fooling the world with obviously ain't working. I was locked up for damn near 4 months and only got one visit from you while you was hosting parties and taking secret trips to Toronto, going on dates with Drake. When this relationship first started, you knew what it was and even participated in threesomes. I slowed all that shit down, so let's not try to save face for public opinion, because I don't need to play victim so people can take my side. All these celebrity niggas ain't shit and focus only on themselves. I made it clear to the world who my girl was and made your life equal to mine, even at the cost of me not focusing on my career at times. So miss me with the bullshit. Now y'all know the real."
Yo, and I looked up this little Coochie Tran.
Coochie Tran.
And I was kind of hoping you didn't know about the story, so I could almost use the bitches, you know what I'm saying? But because if you look at her, though, she, what this motherfucker was talking about in that song, which reminds you, who the fuck knows, he's just talking about just hoes in general. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, and it was funny. I'm trying to find the tweet.
When a rich nigga love you. How does she have her money, though? I'm curious about that. She must come from some kind of...
She a video hoe. Like, sure. Video hoes, like... If you, and this is, and this sounds fucked up, and feminists will get mad about this, but I'm not dissing women. But, fucking, if you're beautiful, and you're willing to... If you're beautiful and have no... self-dignity, if you will, or if you if you're confident in your vagina game, you can get anywhere in motherfucking the music or the movie world. Like, that was that's like been the thing with a lot of the industry, like fucking your way up to the top. But but no, shouts out to motherfucking Lil Duval, who tweeted out, yo, he was like, "I'm about to call my girlfriend and make sure Drake ain't fucking her too." Drake is fucking everybody's girl. I don't know if I respect that nigga or if I'm like, "You's a bitch ass nigga." Cause he fucked Rihanna, he fucking Coochie Tran, he fucked Serena Williams behind Common's back. Like, he just skeeting around. Like, it's kinda like, I kinda wanna see somebody put hands on his light skin ass. Like, yo, chill with that, dog.
I mean, he's making up for all the pussy he didn't get while he was even saying at the grass. Yeah, I don't fucking know. He is a bitch motherfucker, though. That's just what you is when you're taking what ain't yours. But then again, that shows dominance. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. Those dominance, huh?
Did you have any other music related shit?
music related, that was about it. This goddamn Coochie Trend. I wanted to bring up the nominations for whatever the fuck up and coming movie music shit that there is, which I saw that you did have.
Yeah, the Grammys.
On the list.
Yeah. The Grammys are coming up. I didn't even read through the list. Because the Grammys are kind of, you know, the Grammys, man.
They fucking picked Lorde for Best Rock Album. Mind you, I love Lorde. You know, I love me some Hail Bitches, but that bitch is not, did not release a rock album. The fact that she had Best Rock Album, it's just... Yeah, motherfuckers really freaking really lost the point of what y'all do.
How you know how bad, how fucked up the game is nowadays. You got Fancy by Iggy Azalea up for Record of the Year.
Wow. Wow.
Yo, shouts out to what's her name? Megan Trainor, the All About That Bass. Shouts out to record, yo. That's the joint right there, yo.
That's catchy. She not pretty at all. That's what I call an artist.
I know you gotta. You can't be a pretty artist and have the struggle. That's the reason why once again Iggy pissed me the fuck off. Like you gotta have that struggle. So you gotta be ugly, and because that's the thing. Like switching over to movies real quick. I think that's the reason why Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't get the love that he should get because he's a gorgeous man. And so I think if Leonardo DiCaprio was ugly and acting the way that he was, they'd be like, yo, he's the greatest of all time. But I think Leonardo is too pretty. People don't like to see pretty people succeed.
He's too pretty for himself, really.
I think he's too pretty. I'm just saying, no homo. I just think that Leonardo DiCaprio is too pretty to be taken seriously in Hollywood.
I don't think that's even it, man. I think it's beyond that. It can be that. Not exactly, because
that's the only thing that makes sense. That's a bad motherfucker. Why doesn't he win every award every year for everything?
Wait, but hasn't Brad Pitt won that shit? Hasn't he got an Academy Award?
See, but Brad is like rugged handsome. He's like a different handsome. Like, he's no like, homo, too.
He's like
no
Midwest too, handsome.
Brad Pitt, no homo, is my guy crush. Like, no homo. Brad Pitt is that motherfucking dude. Like, Brad Pitt is the kind of dude where if you was at a bar and Brad Pitt came up and stole your girl, you'd be like... It's Brad Pitt, yo. Brad I can't Pitt, even be mad sir. At that nigga, yo. That was Brad Pitt. What am I supposed to say? No, you can't hit that. Like, it's Brad Pitt, yo. He deserve it. So, I don't know.
Shit, you can. Then go for it.
I'm just saying. Damn, it's Brad Pitt, yo. But I don't know. But Brad Pitt is more of a rugged pretty. So, I think that's the reason why he gets his respect. But Leonardo is like a pretty boy pretty. Like, he a little softy. He a little, like, I don't know. I there's something within Hollywood. Why the man ain't getting the respect that he deserves. I don't know how we got on this because we're talking about Coochie Tran and Grammys.
I don't think he'd be that, because pretty is pretty, and whether it's manly pretty or faggot pretty, that I don't think that makes any like a difference. But he definitely has some kind of he sucked the wrong dick. Let's say that. I think he sucked the wrong dick in Hollywood. And even though he's on that Scorsese train, he ain't getting no fucking nowhere in time soon. But I will say, Wolf of Wall Street was my fucking spirit animal. It was a shit. Can't deny it. It was dope. But in the world of movies, I guess, and you know how I love talking about shit overseas. Recently, Sony was breached, and a lot of their shit got leaked. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Yep.
One of the movies.
Massive hack.
Yeah. One of the movies, I guess supposedly being the biggest cause was The Interview, and pretty much was, which is about two motherfuckers, James Franco and Seth Rogen, you know, going in, interviewing, and apparently plotting to kill Kim Jong-un. And anyways, so apparently they were hacked, and North Korea had to put out a statement saying that they denied that, you know, they had did this to Sony Computer Systems, but it was a righteous deed, pretty much, you know, still talking shit and saying like, we didn't do it, but if it was one of our supporters, it was righteously done. And they fucked with Brad Pitt's Fury, and I don't know if it was some other movie, but definitely this one, one of the bigger ones. And mind you, they've been pumping this movie up for a minute. This shit has been a teaser since last year. So anytime that's been happening, man, there's a lot of money put into it, and knowing the fandom that Seth Rogen and James Franco generate, I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And shouts out to North Korea, because them motherfuckers is crazy. That's all I can say. And once again, it goes back to, I've said this 1,000 times before, you need more of a democracy. You need more of a voting system. You need a real voting system to get people power in to do the right things and to keep your community, your cities, your countries moving forward. And the biggest problem with North Korea is also my problem I have with England, is you can't have a fucking family running a country. That doesn't make any fucking sense. You can't just, oh, when this person dies, this other person in the family takes shit over. Because unfortunately, and actually, and let's just do a thought experiment. Everyone, sit here right now and think about your family. Think about the people around you. Now think about if you were running the fucking world and then you died yesterday, and fucking Red Robin, it's gonna randomly pick somebody in your family to start running this shit. Do you trust, how many people in your family would you trust to run some shit? Like no. So once again, like, you need to hire officials who, that's their job to do this shit. You can't just pass it on to little Ray Ray in your family. Oh, let him run some shit now. Especially when these motherfuckers have nukes and armies and shit. Like, no. Like, y'all got the game fucked up. But anyway, somebody who ain't got the game fucked up, and I'm glad to be able to bring up this name on this podcast, because you know, I'm a big pro wrestling fan, and I finally have an excuse to bring up a pro wrestler who has crossed over, and one of my favorite wrestlers of the past few years, CM Punk, who left the WWE controversially in January, walked out of the product because he didn't like the creative direction. He was also physically banged up, and WWE wasn't giving him any time to recover.
Damn.
And et cetera, et cetera. It was a whole big lawsuit. They broke the internet on Thanksgiving. He released a interview with his friend Colt Cabana, where he detailed all the shit over the past few years that led to him walking out of the WWE and getting into a lawsuit with them, et cetera, et cetera. CM Punk announced last night he is joining the UFC, and he will be fighting in 2015.
Wow, dude.
Now, I'm excited.
If that don't show you I'm a real nigga, I don't know what does.
Yo, and I'm excited and concerned about this, because I think this is dope, because CM Punk, there's, you know, professional wrestling is a work. You know, we all of us who enjoy professional wrestling, we get it that the outcomes are predetermined. We know that. We don't give a fuck. It's a dance. It's like a ballet. It's a performance, all art. The guys in the ring who know what the fuck they're doing, it's a beautiful thing. You know, if you actually pay attention to it and understand the storytelling elements to it or whatever, it's a beautiful thing. Now, there's some guys in there who are wrestling who you look at them and you're like, I can tell that motherfucker has never been in a fight in his life. I can tell by how he swings his punches that he's never been in a real fight. Then there's other guys that you look at and you're like, yo, if he would have, instead of deciding to become a professional wrestler and do that for 15-20 years, if he decided to become a mixed martial artist, I think he would have done well. CM Punk is one of those guys, and so I, seeing him go over to the UFC, I'm like, yo, dope. I think that, you know, he can do it. My only concern though is that CM Punk is 36 and he has never fought a mixed martial arts fight. Now, he's been training in mixed martial arts for the past 10 years. He's done a lot of Muay Thai, and he's added a lot of mixed martial arts elements to his professional wrestling style. And he's trained with a lot of the Gracie family and all that. So he's been training with MMA fighters for a long time. But we'll see if that translates similar to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar left professional wrestling, went to motherfucking UFC, and was killing everybody. And the only reason why he ended up having to leave UFC, because he had that diverticulitis shit with his stomach that almost killed him and all that. Yeah, but so shouts out to CM Punk. You know, I hope he does it. And there's a lot of fucked up shit going on within WWE. And I would like to see a lot of these guys who can't get by in WWE, who actually have a wrestling, amateur wrestling background, get into UFC, man. Show these motherfuckers that professional wrestlers could fucking fight, yo.
Pretty much prove your shit, and that's a big deal for him to come so late in the game, man. I don't know. I'm a little worried about that. Unless he's, and I don't know this. I never watched too many. I just remember hearing the name, to be honest with you. So I don't know how the fuck he throws down, but that's pretty late in the game. Regardless of having so many years of training, unless you're sparring on the daily, I mean,
Yes.
Oh man, it'd be interesting to watch, especially if he gets murdered. It's just, it'd be interesting to watch. That's my attention. As an American, I want to see.
That's the thing. Like, I want to see him at least go out. Like, let's say he goes out, wins his first fight, and then loses his next two, and then quits. Then, okay, whatever, he tried. I just hope he doesn't go out there and get murdered his first fucking fight. Because it, like, and with you, with mixed martial arts, a fight could end within seconds. And it doesn't mean that that person is horrible. It's just, it's the matter of mixed martial arts. Like, no one goes, like, and that's the reason why you get excited. We have a champion who's going undefeated for so long, because it's very difficult to stay undefeated in mixed martial arts. Like, in a split second, somebody could throw you in an arm bar and almost break your shit and you gotta fucking tap out. So I would hate to see him go out there, fight, lose, and everybody's like, oh, see, he can't really fight. But whatever. But shouts out to the other former WWE stars who have tried their hands at mixed martial arts. Lesnar went 5-3 during his MMA career. Like I said, he had some health issues that kind of, you know, caused him to leave. Shouts out to Dave Bautista, who was 1-0, even though his fight was fucking horrible. He started in his 40s. He did his one mixed martial arts fight. He was 40-something. And then also shouts out to Bobby Lashley, who is 12-2. He's had a very good MMA career since leaving wrestling, so. Shouts out to him, and also shouts out to my boo Ronda Rousey. Uh-huh. I see you, baby. I see you, baby.
Checking that thing.
All right, so moving on.
I was
going to
say,
yo,
like,
moving
speaking of Hollywood, more Hollywood. It ain't no fucking peachy keen, right? It ain't all just fucking cock sucking and cocaine use, right? There's popping off afterwards. Is that not right?
I don't know what's going on in the world. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna throw this out real quick, because this is what I've been saying, and until someone proves me wrong, I believe my theory is correct. Simulation theory. We are in a computer simulation, and the bitch has a virus. Because I don't know what's going on with cops and why these niggas is just shooting every motherfucking body, yo. And just to kind of, I guess we'll just throw all these in the pot at once, because it's been so many since the last fucking episode. You have a man in Hollywood got shot and got killed. You have a guy in Brooklyn that got shot and got killed. You have someone out here in Phoenix that goes by the name of Ruman Brisbane, who also got shot and killed. And shouts out to the followers of the show. Your boy Arizona versus Soul Papa was out at First Friday this last Friday night. You know, getting down with the arts and culture of Arizona, and they were protesting, they were marching up there, and yo, like, what is going on, man? Is cops, like, are cops under that much stress that is shoot first, ask questions, like, what is going on?
I think that's exactly it, and it's just, it really comes down to the ain't no second chances, and was it fight or flight mode? I don't know how the hell you say it, but I'm laughing because I remember trying to hear Mike Tyson fucking say it, broke my mind, and fucking made my eggs all scrambled. But yeah, yo, fuck, brain freeze, man. Oh, I smoked too much. Oh, I'm getting scared. I don't know what to do. I don't want to leave outside, because if I put my hands up, they're going to think I'm a protest, and they're going to hate me anyway. On the real.
Yo.
And we were out there. We were live in downtown Phoenix. I couldn't stand being around so many people. And it actually it wasn't all that crazy, but when they did the little march or whatever you want to call it, you know, they're doing the hands up thing, in all honesty, when I see that, it pisses me off, and it actually makes me get aggressive. And I feel, because if anything, you put hands up, oh, you're showing your dukes, oh, you're challenging me to a duel, huh? And I don't fucking know, but
well, no, out here in what, Arizona, this was I don't even know the date of it, but the Phoenix New Times reported the police officer, who once again has not been named. They want to make sure that no one gets mad at the police officer. Let's wait a little while before we let's build up a case about how good of a person he is before we put his name out, so we could portray him in a good light. But let's let you know how bad this fucking black person was as soon as possible. whatever. But the police officer was allegedly responding to a claim that man in a black Cadillac Escalade had been selling drugs at a 7-Eleven store near Ramen in Brisbane's apartment complex. The officer noted a vehicle matching the description and approached as Brisbane emerged from the driver's seat. Now, of course, this is where details get murky. It says that, where is it at? Yeah, spokesman for the police department claimed that he was willingly ignoring the officer's order to get on the ground, and witnesses stated that the father of four was combative. Now, they reported that he ran to his girlfriend's apartment with the officer in pursuit. When she opened the door, the two men tumbled inside, allegedly in fear for his life after losing his grip on Brisbane. The officer fatally shot the unarmed man twice in the torso. And a video came out. I'm going to throw this up real quick so you can see it. Let me
All I know is, man, is that people, I don't know. You know what? I think I've officially, right now, this just happened,
tapped out on society, because I know I have.
And I don't know if this counts as the same thing, but I don't give a fuck, yo. And the thing when I see this, I'll be interested once I see a tally, which I think we need to start counting down on. I should have done. But I don't know. That's local though, man. I think, because it's striking home, maybe it's me kind of wanting to get in the shock of it, of not wanting to kind of look at it anymore, because it's pissing me off. But also it's just kind of like, it's not even, but it's just like, I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think exactly why we live in, we do certain things, and we're clouded and in rotation, and we're a fucking piece of chicken or piece of shit that came out of beef in a rotisserie, just slowly and surely, just making sure that we get all the perfect right heats and measurements and shits that are gonna drown us so that we can be done. Stick a fork in us.
Yeah.
Stick
a fork in us.
Eat my ass.
That's what the police does. And the Hollywood guy, apparently was carrying a knife and was taken to a hospital but did not recover from his injuries. They said on arrival they were met with an armed man, and the man was carrying a knife, and that's when the shooting occurred. Witnesses speaking to Eyewitness News heard officers with guns drawn yelling, "He still got a knife." And apparently it was, the police said they found a combination knife, which is similar to a Swiss Army knife. So they shot the man over a fucking Swiss Army knife. And then the one over in, let's keep going, the NYPD one, because it's just so many fucking shootings, I can't keep my mind straight. The one out in Brooklyn was fucked up. And what's more fucked up about it, I think, and this shows what's really going on, what's wrong with the world and with the police state today, is that the NYPD cop who killed the unarmed Brooklyn man texted his union instead of calling for help.
What?
Wow. So, yeah, the rookie NYPD officer who shot Akai... That's going by the book. Yo, let me text my union. Yo, how can we cover this shit up? Like, I'ma just it's like, is that what the rule is now? Go out there, if you feel danger, shoot and kill that motherfucker, and immediately call your union so we can figure out how to cover this up. Because that's the other reason why, like, the cops aren't, the reason why the cops aren't going to jail for a lot of these things, and a lot of it does have to do with racism and police brutality and a police state that America is turning into. But the other thing is that when there's a scene of a crime, you need to collect as much evidence and get all of the stuff there, so then you could take that to trial, and then you could figure out what exactly happened.
Because you can make forensics and all that shit look however the fuck you want to make it look. So, you know, we got to think of strategies now.
And then, so if you're in a situation where you're a cop and your buddy shoots somebody else, and you're the cop at the scene of the crime getting ready to do the investigation, I'ma be like out in, you know, in Ferguson, not have batteries in my camera, or this happened, let's just go ahead and throw a little cocaine down there and make it drug related. That's what the problem is that the police, and don't say this to say that, like, we need police. You need police, because if we completely got rid of police, it'd be chaos in the streets.
Which is kind of what we need to do. That's besides the point. Okay. revolution.
But no, the main fucking issue is who's going to police the police. Mm-hmm. And the main issue is that the police is a fucking gang and they look out for one another.
Protect your own. That's what
you gotta protect your own. That's what is what the fuck the problem is.
Same way Congress is trying to get these 5% fucking or 10% fucking raises, which I'm sure we'll bring up once we have some guests on the show who can do it a little bit deeper. A little sneak peek. Yeah, I'm off.
You gotta protect the 1%. Yeah. But the New York one, it was just that the guy, he was unarmed, and the Brooklyn cop didn't call for help or reported the incident. He instead went to text a police union representative as the victim died. So as the guy was dying, he was texting the union to figure out how to get out of this shit. And according to report, the details were revealed by unnamed law enforcement sources and painted a clearer picture of what happened the night 28-year-old Akai Gurley was killed by rookie police officer Peter Lang in a stairwell of an apartment complex. And so it says that I'm trying to see if it shows what he texted. Yeah, so the report says that they did not respond to calls from their commanding officer or their emergency operator, both of whom were trying to reach them for more than 6.5 minutes after a neighbor called 911 to report a shooting. Since neither Lang nor Ludua reported the incident immediately, police found out about the incident through the neighbor's call. So you have them, a shooting happens while the guy is dying. They're texting the fucking union to figure out how to cover the shit. And the cops found out about the shit from the 911 calls from the people. So that's what the fuck is wrong with the cops. And did you have something?
I only wanted to comment more, you know, saying kind of taking things locally, and I'm really pissed that I can't find my damn thing. But the thing I mentioned last time about the saying kid down here who got run over, the cops straight up called the fucking operator asking what the fuck to do. You know, we have audio of this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, why that doesn't do more, make more motion, I couldn't fucking say. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. And then the thing that came up, and like I've been saying this too, is that, you know, we need to put cameras on all these cops and so on and so forth. But then the question is, will that do anything? Because we're in the wake of the Choco death decision. Eric Garner, who was put in a illegal chokehold by cops and died, and there was video footage of it. The cops aren't getting in trouble for it. And this is how you know, this is when you know shit is fucked up. When you have a white officer choke and kill an unarmed black man, and George Bush and Bill O'Reilly stand up for the black man, like, yo, that's fucked up. Like, when you get them hardcore conservative motherfuckers, like, yo, that was fucked up what they did to that nigga.
Well,
that's when you know shit is fucked up.
And
yo,
the reason why I kind of see this as this is a big chess game. I really do see this shit as a big chess game. And I feel that the more that they show that this happens, they figure, okay, we got to jump on this bandwagon. Is it not a bandwagon? I mean, I'm sorry to say, but isn't it kind of bandwagony to where, I mean, okay, this next, it's like when you're plotting, you just see that there's going to be an unchain of events, and that's what's going to happen. We see a whole lot more of these, whether it's because we're paying attention to it more, or whether because, you know what I'm saying, all the media hype that a fucking Ferguson shit don't caught wind of. I mean, because it's happening so much, jump on it. Look good. Because stand up with the people. Why not?
And I would say that, once again, this is a reason for the conspiracy theorists to come out the woodworks, because it's similar to Hollywood. It's interesting when you have a certain theme, because, you know, movies take like anywhere from a year to like 2 years to put together and release and all that. And it's funny how in Hollywood you'll have the instance where we just had one recently where it was all these war movies that came out and the White House kept getting fucked up, and it was like all these people had these movies of the White House getting bombed. And you can go back to Armageddon, and when it was all these movies about these asteroid strikes, or when it's all these movies about alien attacks, and it all like comes in bunches or whatever. And that's what we're seeing in today's society with cops. Is like, it was like last year it was Trayvon, and then like this year it was like Mike Brown and like 28 motherfuckers like back to back to back. Like, in their newest study that came out, which is fucking terrifying, is that over the past 7 years, if you take how many black people have been shot by cops shoot two black people a week, and they have been for the past 7 years.
God.
Two black people a week get shot by cops. And now I'm not saying that none of those people deserve to get shot, because I'm pretty sure some criminals in there, and fuck those criminals and their feelings. But the problem is, and I said it on the last episode, and I'll say it once again, the problem is that when someone from the dominant society commits a crime or gets into a situation with cops, cops apprehend them. And when black people or minorities get into it with the cops shoot first and they figure this shit out later. That's where the problem is today.
All I know is smoke one for them. Live smoke your one life. For them.
Burn one youngin'.
Fuck bitches. Get your money.
Get your money. Fuck, but I don't want. Yo, have you real quick before we segue? Have you seen the Vine video? I don't want your ravioli, nigga.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, you ain't seen that shit? Yo, all I gotta say is Google that shit, because I don't want your ravioli, nigga. But speaking of fires and burnings and sacrifices, I think it's that time, Pablo.
Man, you know what? And I'm not even prepared, but I'm so ready, though. It's time for, should we mic check one, too?
Dedication.
Yeah, something like that. And you never put out a tune, it really pisses me off.
I ain't got out of tune. I was looking for that, too. Yeah, I was looking as I was mixing down that, but I was like, yo, I gotta have some type of auto-tune. I ain't got no auto-tune, y'all. So anybody who got the hack out there, holler at you.
You know what I would say, and this is why I kind of give props to fucking Logic Theme, man. It's just about the, not even the vocoders. Yeah, it's just, there's pitch correction. Anything will have pitch correction. Just fuck with pitch correction. And you have your auto-tune. It's just that Ontarius or Ontarius or whatever the hell the maker of auto-tune was, they just...
T-Pain.
Yeah, they just...
The little T-Pain on my joint.
They branded this shit. It's all it is. It's all pitch correction, brother. But,
yes, sir.
So how many do you have, brother? How many are you kicking in?
Yo, I had to calm down because I got a little excited.
I saw too many links just now, man. It hurt my head, brother.
I got three dedications.
Oh, gosh.
Three dedications, and all these three women are on the come up, so I'm showing them some love as they come up on the come up, because I am a married man, but I crush hard, you know?
Yo,
like I fall in love daily, like every day.
And when you told me, it made just all the sense in the world.
Oh, I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. I'm just saying. You know? But your boy got three dedications, and they're all part of one person. I'll go ahead and throw this out. I'll knock them all out together. Shouts out to motherfucking, first off, martinmurello.com. That's MartinMurillo.com. This cat is like a photographer, and he... has like a website, and he sells merchandise and like some other things or whatever, but he also has some models that work with him. And shouts out also to Tumblr for helping me find shit like this. But he has on his website, he has a portfolio. And going through his portfolio, I found three women in particular that I gotta dedicate this motherfucking episode to. So I'm gonna go ahead and throw this up here so Popo can see. And my first dedication goes to Tiana Gregory. And oh yeah, bring it up on the Tumblr, yo.
Go ahead. You know it's official. Now I know the love that this woman and attention she'll be getting from you if she's on the Tumblr.
Oh, she's in the Tumblr. So you know I loves them in the Tumblr, and she's a nice little thicky.
Yeah, the one on the right.
Yeah, I know you see that one.
That's exactly.
I know you see
that
one.
Look at the pale that it looks like on the left. I don't believe
the pale skin over here.
It's pale enough, but I mean, thank God for the lighting. I will say that, and I can't hate on that.
Can't hate on the fly candy. So shouts out to Tiana Gregory, T-I-A-N-N-A G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, who's my first dedication. Second dedication, I'm gonna throw it on over here to motherfucking Johanna Gomez, who you could also find on motherfucking Tumblr. And yo, those eyes, dog. Are you
yes,
seeing this? Yo, nice little brunette. She got them pretty little gorgeous eyes or whatever. She's also up and coming model.
Of course.
She has photos keeping it hip hop. keeping it hip hop, yo. You know what I'm saying? But she's a nice little Hispanic model on the come up. I love this one over here in the laundromat, yo. Yo,
please, ooh.
Yo, I have this fantasy about going to well, when I was not married, I have this fantasy of going to one of those 24-hour laundromats at like 2 o'clock in the morning, do your laundry 40 days and 40 nights style, and you meet a hot little chick and smash in the laundromat, yo. So shouts out to her for helping me with that fantasy right here.
Yeah.
And last but not motherfucking least, my third dedication, also part of the Martin Morello collection, goes over to Nicole.
Get out the notes, nigga. Get out the notes.
Oh, he getting excited. Bam! Over here to motherfucking Nicole Mihai, who is a hot little
She definitely shits on Chet Tran.
Coochie Tran.
That bitch is on it. Look at that. And her little workout video.
Little workout video. Nicole Mihai. Nice little. She got the little wet hair right here. She got the donk on her. Yo. Shouts out to her.
I'm hearing Kanye West's new workout plan. Fucking.
Oh.
Give, hit, stop, and check your weave. I forget how the line goes.
Oh. Breathe. For all those. All the people who want to check those out, make sure you head over to IBHMpodcast.com. Check out our dedications wall and show these fine young ladies some love and support.
Yeah.
You dig?
Yeah. Help these hoes move on the ladder of success, in which we call life. It's like one dick at a time. Now, so does that mean you have one more then that you're saving?
Oh, no, that's it. Oh. No, they, all my dedications.
Oh, well, then definitely, you know what? And you just being the nigga in the relationship, it makes sense that you have, you know, real two bad Latinitas, you know what I'm saying, coming in, because you just flossed it like that. Lord forbid that anything ever happened to Skips. You know, I love the kids, but, you know, something really tragic happens. You know, she went out peacefully, you know, you said your goodbyes, and she tells you, hey, Verse, I want you to be able to live because you love me all that you could and you stood by me, so you deserve all the baddest bitches. And then she goes out and you kiss her goodbye, and then you probably have to wake. I don't know what happens, but I can see you with two bad bitches. And then me, I just want one, just one widdita, just one that I can fucking hold on a little mantle. And
I know I'm greedy. I can't help it. I want it all.
You deserve it, boy. You deserve it. Every time you feel like thinning, you just hear my voice and just imagine me telling you, you deserve this, Verse. You deserve it all. I'll switch over to my sacrifice. My dedication. I didn't even know she was in this movie. Really quickly, she's up and coming, but apparently she was in the movie Life Happens. It released back in 2001. It was one of my favorite Wittitas. That something Ritter. She's on the wall. I forget her name right now. But she's most, I guess, what caught my eye, known for her AT&T spots, which would make you feel like, huh, because you kind of see some. I know T-Mobile had a really cute one. I'm pretty sure she made the dedication one. I don't remember. But anyways, Milana Weintraub. M-I-L-A-N-A, Milana Weintraub, Weintraub. I think it's Weintraub or Weintraub. Milana Weintraub. And oh my goodness, if she isn't, I don't know what to say. I can't describe her. She's kind of like a round the way girl, but keep going though, because there's more. But the first one don't really do it justice. You kind of, I wish I could find that she's that word from her AT&T. Type in her name in AT&T, because she just, you're gonna, I don't know. There's just that right there, and that should have been the default thing, and I should have just sent you a fucking link of it directly. But there's just something about it that reminds me of, to tell me you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I don't know if we had a conversation.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now that just that Juanita that's in it, the one that they ditch out of school and one dude macked with, and she kissed on both dudes. She kind of has just that, I don't know.
That girl next door.
Yeah, and I just want a sweetheart. That's all. Let me be all the perviness. Give me the sweetest right out the pulpit of the church. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm just.
And the biggest difference is Papa wants them sweet. I want them nasty.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Once again, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, articles you want to hear our opinion on, throw it over there. Find us on the web at the following sites: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add IBHM Podcast in an appropriate spot. Subscribe to our show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. And once again, if you're looking for the archived episodes, head over to IBHMPodcast.com to download them bitches. And them bitches. So once again,
yo,
I'm Black.
No, I'm extremely high. Oh shit.
He's Mexican and high. Yo, I know. I know we started the motherfucking show and I thought I had a bleezy on me and I didn't, so I am disappointed. But I'll save that for later.
Let's get out of here so these motherfuckers can catch us on the after hours. Shh, don't say nothing. How do we say goodbye? Just say.
So if they didn't like this podcast, what might they be?
You a stone ass racist. I don't know. Usually, for those that don't know who keep up with the show, I try to. There's a theme to the "you ain't shit" at the very end of it, and really every time that I'm saying this is something deep for y'all. Every time I talk shit at the very end, I'm talking about myself. That's me. Bye, bitch.
Until next time.
Whoa. A couple drip drips, please. Yeah, nigga.
Get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. Beef will have you praying to God. Move your kids, have you hiding your mom. Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas. But they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. Beef will have you keying our cars. Heart broke, yours don't look like ours. Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you. Throwing that flag up, running around, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
And we know that. Contract all fucked up. I guess that means you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga, then signed to another nigga, then signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck. Damn that shit, even the odds now. You better off selling this hard now. You call it living out your dreams. You can't fly without your wings. You get it. Jeremy Scott's all camouflage. You can't hide it from yourself, career sabotage. I was really in that travel lodge. You just lying through your catalogs. We're the blood and the battle scars. We the ones the judge juggling them gavels on. Put me to the body, nigga. First 48, put us to them bodies, nigga. Round here, we don't play that. A to the K that, spray that, lay back. You can keep your beats, nigga. We much rather shit your bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. 3 million, can't hide that. It shows in the homes, I done tried that. That's why you'll never be my neighbors. Smile as you waving, but we know you niggas hate us. Fuck you playing games for. Don't be scared, get everything you came for. They got you talking that big shit. Little do you know we don't miss shit. Them niggas using you as a pawn. You see they never loaded they guns. Now you out here all by yourself. Ask Steve Jobs, wealth don't buy health. Yeah. Beef is best served like steak. Well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. Beef will have you praying to God. Move your kids, have you hiding your mom. Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas. they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People, how you keying our cars? Heart broke, yours don't look like ours. Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you. Throwing that flag up, running around, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get. Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you. And we know that.